Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hour two, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Patriots Friday, but we will get into the Bruins. Another win last night. Wow. Break them up, Keefe.
They're playing well.
I hate to say it. They might actually be good.
They're 7-3 at home.
7-3
overall after that 6-game losing streak. They've completely turned
around. That's a lot of home games already.
10 home games.
Fattening up on the home games, maybe.
A little bit.
But okay, that's 5 in a row and 6 out of 7 for the Bees. We'll get to them coming up.
Yep.
A lot of suggestions and omissions.
Well, for the last time, Captain Crunch is an 18th century naval captain.
Yeah,
he's not a pirate.
Our pal Jimmy Toscano was another one to send in. Captain Crunch?
Yeah. No. I don't think he's a pirate.
No, he's not.
I don't think he'd want to be referred to as a pirate.
No, I think he'd probably lose his job in the Navy if he was a pirate. Yeah. I don't think that would go very well.
I mean, there could be an easy kind of offshoot of that, like maybe. But
I'm being informed that Carmen Lovano was not a pirate. She's actually captured by the pirates and in pirates.
Ah, you got to change your list then.
I got to go with Jesse Jane.
Maybe she became a pirate.
I got to go with Al.
Well.
There are a lot of pirates right around it, I can tell you that.
I'm sure.
All right. Let me tell you, $10 Shake had a great one.
Which one?
Steve the Pirate from Dodgeball.
Oh, that is a really good one.
That's a great one.
He was a pirate. He thought he was a pirate. Was a pirate.
The man was a pirate.
Good one.
A lot of suggestions for Blackbeard. I don't know that came up, Keith.
Blackbeard is a real pirate, and he's like maybe the most famous real pirate.
Yeah.
Blackbeard.
Okay.
Great name, too.
Captain Hook is one that we were talking
about. Yeah, Captain Hook's a good one.
And then we're getting a lot of this. Let me read this one. Had to pull over on the highway just to send this.
Appreciate the safety.
How does Roberto Clemente not make the top 5 pirates list?
He was sixth on my list.
Yeah, he's an honorable mention.
Yeah.
But he didn't make my list. I went with Andy Van Slyke. You went with who?
Barry Bonds.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a crowded list.
Good stuff.
So we didn't get Clemente in there.
Mm-hmm.
Our pal Coach up in New Hampshire says a Pirates and Patriots take.
Oh, one of each.
Go ahead, Coach.
Who you got, Coach?
Yeah, someone stole my thunder. I was going to say Steve the Pirate from Dodgeball.
Good about that, Coach?
Good one, Coach.
But now I'll back it up with Pop Douglas's father, Willie Pop Stargell. He was pretty good. Anyway, here's my Patriots take.
Sure.
12 sacks is very concerning in the last 2 weeks. We can blame it on the O-line. We can blame it on Drake May, no doubt about it. I'm going to put a little blame on Josh McDaniels. Here's why. With the wideouts we now have, there are no wide receiver tunnel or jailbreak screens. I would love to see a screen, actually, for the tight end.
I
don't think there's enough play-action pass. I think you got to slow down a pass rush with the screen game. That's on Josh McDaniels. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Thanks, Coach.
Good stuff. He wants tunnel screens this week to the tight end. You'd throw it to who?
I probably wouldn't throw it to the tight ends.
Okay, but if you were?
Oh, Hunter Henry.
Hooper.
Our guy. No, Hunter Henry.
Hooper.
I said Henry. Either one.
I am interested in the wide receivers. Josh McDaniels talked about Kyle Williams yesterday on the heels of that odd exchange with Drake May that we played for you yesterday.
Yeah.
So we'll get to the receivers and who steps up without Kayshon Booty, if anyone. Coming up in, well, a little after high noon, we'll do that. We also will get you the Week in Review, 12:45.
Oh, baby.
Keith's keys to Pats and Buccaneers. Yeah, you may want to go grab those.
They're down the hall.
Coming up at 1 o'clock, Milton Williams on a Patriots Friday, 1:15-ish, perhaps in the grab bag.
Okay.
Stay tuned. And we'll do the Friday four-pack coming up about 15 minutes. I'm sorry, 25 minutes.
Yeah,
right
it's
now.
A busy day.
But the Bruins win 3-2 in overtime.
These guys. And they beat old friend Linus.
They did beat Linus. This is an Ottawa team. They lost to 7-2 the last time they played them. In fact, it's their only loss in the last seven games.
Yeah, I was going to say, and it was after that one, too, where I think a lot of the gagging for Gavin talk came up. And it wasn't just me. Now, they didn't always use those terms.
I mean, it was mostly you.
I was trying to get that off the ground.
Yeah.
No, but John Puchegross, who covers the NHL, was like, Bruins are terrible tank.
He was doing play-by-play in an NHL game, and he was like, the Bruins should gag for Gavin. Yeah, he did say that. I remember saying that. Yeah.
I was like, you don't need to say where you heard it from. Just say, you know, that's the thing that people are going with. No, but he even took to Twitter and was like, the Bruins are terrible. They should tank.
Yep.
So it wasn't just you and me. It was others saying that as well. And it was at that point because, you know, their defense was terrible. Their goalies weren't playing very well, and they weren't really scoring goals outside of Pastrnak. And then they have completely flipped it over the last six, seven games. And one thing that we've said this whole time is it wasn't like for a lack of effort. It wasn't like all of a sudden they showed up and they're like, now we want to play. It felt like they just, I don't know, they weren't super talented during that stretch. And it's not like they got more talented overnight. Now, they did get Hampus Lindholm back. That does help. I think sitting Mason minus Lowry has been a factor.
I mean, if you want to draw the line to one specific move,
pretty good move by the Sterminator.
Sturm made. He initially benched Swayman for two straight games and went with Corpy. Maybe that woke up Swayman. So I draw a parallel to that too. But Lowry minus Lowry benched after that Ottawa game. They've won five in a row since. I mean, how do you not go back to that?
And because if you go back in time and listening to some of Marco Sturm's post games, he was calling out the team and talking about buy-in. So it was almost like he was putting that message out there, and it was almost like a warning. Be like, all right, I'm going to make changes if everybody doesn't start doing what I want them to do. And then the one guy, maybe one and a half, right? Because he did sit Swayman an extra game than you would think. But then he came right back in, and he's been pretty good.
But again, I wouldn't rule out that got Swayman's attention. He sat him for two straight games.
And that was a risk because you don't know with Swayman and how fragile he is. That could have sent him for the whole season. There was like a chance that would have been like, oh, you don't believe in me? I want to go cry again. Like that was a possibility.
Yeah.
But thankfully he didn't, and he had back-to-back pretty good game. Great game against Carolina, and they win that game. They've been rolling right now, and it seems like, I don't know, they got like a little bit of juice behind them right now. And they're still, like, they're willing to drop the gloves. I like that part of it. Not that, oh, where's all the fights, but like, they're willing to stick up for each other. They don't take any crap from other teams.
I still think Zadorov is a big giant stiff, but I did yeah. I did like him making fun of Islanders fans the other night.
Yeah,
you see
great.
That?
Yeah.
He's like, you know, your place was a how did he refer to it? Like an empty barn or whatever he said.
Yeah,
I don't remember
yeah.
his exact
like
wording.
There. Yeah,
but yeah, it was quiet in there
because
fans were chirping him, and so I at least like him getting his back up a little bit. There was the game a few weeks ago, I think against Buffalo or a handful of games ago, anyway. Where he was chirping at the guy on Buffalo. He didn't do anything about it.
Yeah,
they didn't drop any gloves. But he was chirping
big guy,
at him.
Sometimes big guys just have to say stuff.
And so, look, I'm still not a fan of that signing, that contract, or him, really.
No, but you're stuck with him now.
But a little bit of their backup in that one. So the Bruins have won five straight. What should they do with the goaltenders? Do you keep doing two on, two off? You give Corpy the game against Toronto tomorrow?
No.
In Toronto? You're giving that one to Swayman.
Well, I think they only did two for Corpy once. Right? He's only started back-to-back games once.
But it was the start of the win streak. They went two Corpy, two Swayman, one Corpy.
Yeah.
So what do you do next?
True. Well, they don't play till tomorrow, right? So it's not like a back-to-back. It's in Toronto. And then they don't have a back-to-back. They don't play again until Tuesday. So I don't know. I'd probably go Swayman. Because if you go Corpy today.
For both Toronto games?
No.
For one of them.
Oh. Yeah, I go Swayman for both Toronto games.
So you'll
then I'll let Corpy go back against Ottawa. That'll be the next one. Because also, the way the schedule breaks, if you play Corpy the next two games, it's like a week in between games for Swayman. I don't think I want to do that. Because I think Swayman's still the better goalie. You want to get the most out of him. I think. And then can you say maybe message sent? Like, hey, this is what we're going to do. And it's still going to be, I don't want them each to play 41 games. I don't think that's the best interest of the team.
I didn't coming into the year, but they really haven't been that different, Keith. Swayman's 5-4, 310 goals against, .897 save percentage. Corpusalo, 4-3, .324, .885. So they're pretty similar. I mean, Swayman's been slightly better, but not by much. No, coming into the year, I didn't want them to split their
like,
time.
I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but if they do, it's going to be one goalie, and it's going to be Swayman, I would assume. So, like,
you got to pick a guy then, for sure.
But, like, even before then, I feel like in the amount of money you're paying him to, I would sort of, like hey, we did this, we tried this, we sent a message received, it seems like. So I'm going to go back to Swayman for two, Corpy for one. Then, you know, depending on how back-to-backs and the schedule lays out, you can alter that a little bit. But, yeah, I think by the end of the year, it'd be closer to, like, a 50-game, 30-game thing. I mean, Corpy's still going to play a lot.
That's what I thought coming into the year. Now I think
you want to change it?
Well, the way they're playing right now, I'd stay with the two-on, two-off, quite frankly. Like, I'd start Corpy on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then give Swayman two. I think that seems like it's working. So I'd stick with it while it's working. 617-779-7937. Are the Bruins actually good? You can discuss there, Keith.
They're tough and they're entertaining.
You just said, I agree. They are entertaining for sure. They're worth your money right now and the Celtics aren't. We said that earlier in the week. I'll stand by that. You just said you still don't think they're a playoff team.
No.
So you don't really think they're that good?
No.
Okay.
No, not yet. But they're better than I thought. Yeah, so, you know what, in a weird way.
I mean, we thought they were in the mix for the number one pick, so they're also better than
that. So better than that,
yeah,
right? Yeah, yeah. And I think they're not, like, they might even just play too hard, and then they might have, you know, too much top end talent. And even a guy like, you know, so you obviously have Pastrnak, who's like an MVP candidate. You have McAvoy, who should be like a Norris candidate. If the goalies aren't bad, like, I'm not expecting them to be like top end goalies, but if they're better than that, and then you're getting good performances here and there from like Geeky and the Hamper, that's not a number one overall pick bad team.
No,
I don't think. And so they're playing hard. I just wonder, over the course of a long season, they might be in that like bad place where you're like, you're not a playoff team, but you're not at the bottom, and you're like second team out of the playoffs. You're like, ugh. Like, I don't know. That's tough. Where it's like, you're not bad enough. And also, you have like a first-year coach who's going to try to win every single game. Like, I don't think you're bad enough to be considered one of like the worst teams in the league.
And I guess that would be disappointing if that's what they are, like first team out of the playoffs, second team out of the playoffs at the end of the year. But as you just said, that I wouldn't then turn around and criticize them and be like, they should have tanked, they should have gone to the bottom of the league. Like, I'm okay with them making a good, honest effort at trying to make the playoffs. They don't have a good roster. They have some good players. McAvoy was a monster last night, at least on that final shift. I want to get into it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think their roster is lacking. If they don't get into the postseason, I'm not going to fault the players or even Sturm for that, and I won't look back at Sweeney and Neely and say they should have tanked. I'll say they should have built a better roster,
right,
and I'll criticize them for that, but I won't say they should have, as one man put it, gagged for Gavin.
No, I'm going to put the graphic on ice, the little meme I made with Gavin kind of looking back knowingly. The Eastern Conference right now.
I think this is what we might say something similar.
Not a lot of separation. The top team in the East has 20 points. The worst team in the East has 14 points.
And the games have started to level out. Like, we keep referencing how many games in hand or out of hand
the Bruins have. They've played more than everybody.
But they keep winning.
Yeah,
like, if you keep taking two points every night, all of a sudden that it doesn't look as drastic. So, like, they're only 4 points up on the worst team in the East, Buffalo, and they have two games out of hand. So Buffalo, technically, they win their next two, could catch right up to the Bruins.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Bruins are also only 2 points out of the best record in the conference.
So I'm saying the worst place team wins three games in a row, and next thing you know, they're like right there with the top team, whereas there's already more separation in the West. Top team in the West has 21 points. The bottom team in the West has 10. So like already a big discrepancy in like that team sucks, that team's good. And it's early November. Whereas the Eastern Conference, I don't think we're really there yet. And, you know, if you even want to take it one step further and look at something like goal differential, the worst goal differential.
They're still negative, right?
The Bruins are minus one.
Yeah.
But the worst goal differential in the Eastern Conference is minus five. In the Western Conference, there are 8 teams that have more than that.
Wow.
So just like this year, early on, you know, 13 up to 16 games into the year, the Eastern Conference looks like it's wide open. The Western Conference already looks like it's pretty much determined who their good teams are.
One mention here in the Twitch chat about Charlie McAvoy. It says McAvoy will never be in the Norris conversation. I think that's in reference to you.
He has been.
Well, so that's why I wonder what the, and I was going to ask for clarification on that. Do you mean he'll never be in it again? Because he may not be. He didn't get any Norris votes last year, but he had Norris votes in five straight years going into last season.
What's his highest finish?
Four.
Okay. And
in
then
2022. He was 5-21. He was 10-20. He was 4-22.
So technically, are the finalists, they do like three finalists for each award. He's close to being a finalist. I mean, being regarded as a top five defenseman in the league is pretty good.
Yeah,
I'll take that.
Here's the thing. I think as recently as like a week ago, I was probably saying he's not worth this contract. And maybe he isn't. He's probably still overpaid. That shift last night that he had at the end of the game.
This he's capable of.
They almost scored on the first one. They maybe should have scored on the first opportunity. He wrapped around the net and went for a second go at it.
Uh-huh.
And was able to, I thought initially, beat Omark. It was Zaka who ended up getting the goal. But yeah, no, that was a monster shift with 5 seconds to go to win that game.
Yeah, no, definitely. And so I think that's one of those guys, when you see him, and you know, going back to a couple of years, even in like the Four Nations before he got hurt, you're like, this guy should be one of the best defensemen in the league, and like overall defensemen too. You know, I think people are talking in the Twitch chat about how like they give that award a lot to the, like, whatever guy scores the most points.
Yeah, right.
You're like, it's not really like
his career high.
Eric Karlsson's won a bunch of them.
Yeah,
he's not a
doesn't even play defense.
His high in points was 56. That was the year he finished best in the Norris. So yeah, it does correlate to points.
But he's like, he should be a good combination, like more of like a prototype defenseman where he does a little bit of both. He's not a guy that's not going to have any points, but he's also not going to be a guy that is, you know, leading the league in assists or anything like that.
617-779-7937. You guys can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. Danny and Braintree wants to talk about the Bees. Go ahead, Danny.
Danny. Hey, guys. Danny from Braintree. Couple things you guys already know. When they had Swayman and Almack, typical Jacobs, they should have got rid of one of the goalies. That's step one.
Wait, say that again. Danny, they shouldn't have or they should have?
They should have got rid of one of the goalies. That was the ridiculous. It was just, you haven't seen that in years with two goalies. Sharing the wealth.
They got
a real goalie.
They got rid of one of them. They played against them last night.
Yeah, but not. No, way too late though. They had a chance. You know, during that season, they should have never done that. That's all. I'm not arguing.
Tried. He had a no trade clause. But go ahead.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay. So sorry about that. Okay. Skip that. So right now, as we look at the team, they look like the Providence Bruins. They're gonna be terrible. You got to get rid of Swayman. You got to get another defenseman to compliment McAvoy. And we need another forward. I don't know how they're going to do it. Maybe you guys have more insight, but that's my goal. I mean, I played Braintree High Hockey in Stony Hill College. I watched the team.
Do you know Tarp?
Hell yeah.
And I watched the team.
I had a buddy go to Stony Hill.
Sorry about that.
Did you play?
I wasn't going pro, though.
Just missed.
You didn't know Terp. Okay. I didn't know if he played on the Braintree baseball team that went against Cam Schlittler.
Oh, you go against Schlittler?
I didn't know. But it sounds like you were playing hockey.
No, my boy Vinny Joyce was what, he was a shortstop for the Braintree High and White Sox. He was really good. He was touted, and Scott Creedon is a family friend. He was almost going to make AAA baseball. He got hit by a line drive as a pitcher, and it kind of apprehended his career. But he's a great kid. He's doing well. He's coaching out in Oklahoma.
Okay, well,
I just want your take. Red Sox, baby. So I just want your take on the Bruins. If you back me, if you disagree, and I'll shut up and listen to you guys.
Okay.
So you guys have a great weekend.
Great stuff. You have a great weekend as well. Danny.
Danny, good stuff. Good Braintree intel there.
Call anytime.
I'm happy to hear Scott is doing well.
I think his name was Scott.
Yeah, sure.
Would you trade Swayman for forward help? I think is ultimately what he was saying in there. Trade Swayman. They need another forward. Let's combine those two. Would you trade Swayman for forward help?
I mean, I guess tell me who the forward is.
I don't think you're going to get anything.
I don't think you're going to get much right now for Swayman.
David,
I think you have him.
I don't think he has much trade value. Let's back it up. Forget the forward part. Would you trade Swayman?
Yeah, I would. I mean, obviously with any of these guys, it'd be like, what for? But like, yeah, of course. Of course I trade him.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's tradable. I just think who's going to want him?
Yeah, what are you going to really get? So at this point, no, I think your best bet is to just try to get the most out of him. And I don't know, like, today doesn't seem to be the day to be like, they're terrible. They look like the Providence Bruins. Like, they can't lose right now. Like, they're on an absolute heater. They've won 5 straight games.
If you're saying you don't believe in it and it's a mirage, fine. And I'd say their start to the year would be something I could point to.
Yeah.
And say, yeah, they're probably not as good as they look. I mean, deep down, that's my belief. I don't think they're this kind of team. But the real mirage, if you look at the way they played this year, was a 6-game losing streak. They started 3-0. They've won their last 5. In the middle, they were horrible. But, I mean, the real mirage was that 6-game losing streak. Other than that,
yeah.
And I don't just mean to brush that aside.
Take that out. Okay, Raycroft.
No, but I'm saying, but they've had 2 long win streaks in there. Like, the real thing that hasn't been consistent was the losing streak.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think for them, you just keep doing what you're doing. You know, you sit low, ride down, you play everybody else as long as they're healthy and see where it goes. I think the next question will be for Sturm. What does he do goalie-wise? Like, does he go 2 each, or does he sort of say, all right, we're going to get back on track to what we were doing before?
2 each. That'd be my plan. You're going back to Swayman on Saturday, tomorrow, rather, against Toronto. You can discuss 617-779-7937. We got all your feedback there. We will get back into the Pats and Bucks at high noon on a Patriots Friday. Our thoughts on the game. Who's got a better chance to win the Super Bowl? Which quarterback you taking out of those two? Plus, with the Broncos losing last night, what does it say about the playoff picture in the AFC? We got the week in review for you, 12:45. Keys to Pats and Broncos on a Patriots Friday at 1 o'clock, plus the milkman, Milton Williams, in the 1 o'clock hour. On the way next, 4-pack of questions every Friday. Friday 4-pack.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.